Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight across interior New York and New England is producing another very cold start to the day. Most everyone waking up in the single digits and lower teens, with some places across the higher terrain in the deeper mountain valleys below zero. We will enjoy a good amount of sunshine again to start the day, and we'll have another rebound back through the single digits and teens. Clouds will tend to mix in as we head through the afternoon, with just a weak disturbance pivoting through southern Canada this afternoon. Still, temperatures will climb into the middle 20s on average for daytime highs. Skies will remain partly cloudy tonight, another cold night, but seasonably so, with low temperatures back into the lower teens. As we get into the day on Wednesday, a sprawling area of high pressure over the Ohio Valley will dominate the weather, keeping it dry and mostly sunny. We'll start to see temperatures moderate through the middle of the week, with highs bouncing back into the lower and middle 30s. That high pressure center will continue to hold on to our weather for the end of the week on Thursday, keeping it dry and mostly sunny, and with a southwest breeze, we'll see temperatures reach into the upper 30s to around 40. Finally, on Friday, some clouds will move in around the backside of that high, but it'll remain dry through the day with highs in the lower 40s. By the weekend, a storm system will approach from the Ohio Valley and pick up some moisture as it teams up with another low-pressure system along the East Coast. The combination of these two systems will produce a pretty good chance of some snow across the region on Saturday afternoon and Saturday night, perhaps mixed with some rain closer to the coast. The slow movement of this system will probably keep snow going into Saturday night and Sunday morning across the region before it departs to the north and east. High temperatures over the weekend will be in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter will maintain a tight grip over the central and eastern United States today. After starting below zero in many locations, daily temperature anomalies will range between 10 and 20 degrees below normal. Freeze watches and warnings have been issued for parts of north central Florida and southern Georgia, where temperatures are forecast to dip below freezing again Wednesday morning. By Wednesday afternoon, milder temperatures will return to the plains, while the east and deep south will see one more day of abnormally colder conditions. Milder temperatures will work their way to the east coast for the second half of the week. Meanwhile, a potent storm will head for the Pacific Northwest, leading to an increase in precipitation today. In the lower elevations and along the coast, periods of rain will be common from northern California to western Washington. In the higher elevations, snow will be common, with the heaviest totals expected to be in the Cascades, where snow totals exceeding a foot are likely. Farther south, an influx of moisture will track across the southwest, leading to light rain and mountain snow accumulations. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under clear skies and 0 degrees, with a northwest wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 9 degrees, the dew point 2, 73% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.42 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, breezy, mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 22 degrees, the low 9, the average temperature 16, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still 5.1 inches for the month, that's now 6.6 inches of snow below normal, and 35.3 inches for the season, which is 6.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 61 set in 2006, and the record low 18 below zero in 1994. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:54 p.m. 9 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 15 above zero. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine mixing with clouds today with highs in the middle 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine mixing with clouds today with highs in the middle 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, back to mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny near 40 on Thursday. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Friday in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of snow both Saturday and Sunday, lower to mid-30s. And mostly cloudy on Monday with a few snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.